This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Yesterday, we focused on Jersey dairy cows. Today, back to the black and white ones with dairy producer and AgriMart Cabot board member Paul Doten, who runs a Holstein operation in Vermont.
Yes, all our neighbors are Jersey. We're in a heavily Jersey area. Until 1966, we had all Jerseys. And my father made the joke, you got sick of the cats catching the calves. They were so small. We did switch to Holsteins at that point, and have been ever since. The higher milk production.
He says milking cows is the main job, but there are other revenue streams.
And we are a family operation, myself, our son, and my wife, and that's it. We have 120 animals, and my son plows driveways, about 27 or 28 driveways of snow during the winter. We also do a lot of custom work for the neighbors to cut off their weeds and trees and with our tractor. We also make maple syrup, and we also grow sweet corn.
Only fitting as maple syrup may be Vermont's best-known product among the general public, but for years, those in the dairy industry have watched the state's rise as one of the very best cheese producers on earth.
Still, 85 to 90% is from milk, twice a day. A family operation, we milk at 5 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. That's all we want to do.
And of course, being a dairy farmer has responsibilities of being stewards of the land.
I'm also part of a water quality group. Water quality is a big issue in Vermont. Lake Champlain has had, we're on the other side of the state, but it's a broad brush approach. And I've been part of a group that's been advocating for the Connecticut Riverside, the eastern side of the state, to be able to get some funds to make sure we support, maintain, enhance water quality.
He says when it comes to dairying in Vermont, there are environmental concerns.
That's putting it mildly. In some cases, we're successful, in others, we aren't. That we just have to be proactive, try to figure out what that group of people is going to think next, and be proactive. Not wait until they come up with an issue and then be standoffish or reactionary, but try to be proactive.
One way of doing that is sharing the message through videos on social media.
Been able to get farmers to do videos, what they do with their animals. Back when it was so cold, there were many farmers who did videos showing that they put blankets on their calves and they extra sawdust and everything they do to make sure the cows are comfortable, because if they aren't comfortable, they aren't going to produce milk.
He says spreading the message of cow comfort is through the help of the Dairy Checkoff.
The Dairy Checkoff, the local organization, has been instrumental in helping us. Yeah, on social media, we've been, because most of us dairy farmers aren't real talented in the social media actor. And these people have the expertise to do that, and that's their job.
That's Paul Doten, who along with his wife Sherry and their son Brian run the Doten Farm in Bernard, Vermont, now in their fourth generation. You can find out more about them at dotenfarm.com.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
As we move the clocks forward, we also see the days longer and an emphasis on safety. Keith Bolson is with the Silage Safety Foundation, where he's worked for many years promoting safe and efficient silage programs.
It's management, it's attention to detail, it's keeping all of our employees safe. We get complacent, we get tired. And, you know, there's things like that we haven't had in some of our materials before, like drug and alcohol policies. That we've kind of overlooked in the past, but we want to help the end user, dairy, feedlot, livestock operation, silage contractors, nutritionists, anybody involved in the silage industry in any capacity at the farm level. And the other thing we're really emphasizing in the handbook is children, because a lot of these tragedies involve children on the farm. And innocent bystanders, and we're going to try to make people aware of what the dangers and hazards are, and a lot of it just involves common sense.
Something to think about as the days get longer on the farm. That's the silage man, Keith Bolson. More details at silagesafety.org. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.